This is 90.3 KZU. I'm David Wittrock. Around the world, the city of Salinas may be best known as the birthplace of John Steinbeck. So when a budget crisis nearly forced the closure of the city's public libraries 8 years ago, it made headlines everywhere. Today, it's a different story. The community saved the libraries, and this month it celebrates a rebirth with the reopening of a library in one of the city's toughest neighborhoods. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
At the Cesar Chavez Library on the east side of Salinas, you'll never hear anyone say, shh. Looking down the hall at the long line to the checkout counter, librarian Dawn Gardner says, first and foremost, this is a place for the community to gather.
And to be here purely for the pleasure of their own company with each other and to talk, and this is a good place to do that. It's comfortable, it's safe.
Earlier this month, when the library reopened after being closed for more than a year for a remodel, 3,000 people lined up in the rain just to get a peek inside. A couple of weeks later, school is out on winter break, and there's not an empty seat in the place. Among the shelves of books, mothers sit with babies, and kids eagerly wait to use the computers that line the wall.
Mario, Edwin, and Alex, whoever loses the next game is your turn.
So Alberto Murillo is a teacher at Salinas' Barden Elementary School. During winter break, he reserved computers so Barden students can play math games and test their reading skills. When he did this at the old library, it was a little tricky.
So I had a few teachers that brought in their laptops, and that's how we were able to get our students testing. But right now, they have all these computers, and they have extra laptops for students to be able to use, and this is making it so much easier.
The old library left a lot to be desired. Director of the Salinas Libraries, Elizabeth Martinez.
It was crowded and old. It was built in 1978. Didn't have skylights. It didn't have a low ceiling. And the colors were drab. And the furniture was old. And there weren't enough books or seating.
All that has changed after a near $4 million remodel and addition that was paid for by grants, community donations, and Measure V funds. Measure V is a half-cent sales tax voters passed in 2005 to keep the libraries funded for 10 years. And voters just sealed the fate of the library system last month by passing Measure E, which made the sales tax permanent. But for Martinez, it's this reopening that proves Salinas libraries are here to stay.
This library says to people that everyone matters in this city. This is in the east side. It's in the Alisal.
The east side of Salinas has had more than its fair share of gang violence. That's why the library's teen tech center is purple.
Salinas is plagued with some gang problems, and the colors of our gangs are red, blue. So this is neutral ground, red and blue, big purple. So for us, this means that all teens are welcome. Everybody is, but no colors. It's purple. We're all here together.
Across town at City Hall, Dennis Donahue is finishing his final hours as mayor. Before taking office, he played a key role in passing the sales tax that first saved the libraries. Looking back, he sees the story as one Steinbeck could have written.
Things look like they're down and out. Salinas was going to be held single-handedly responsible for the decline and fall of Western civilization because the hometown of John Steinbeck, one of North America's six Nobel laureates, the libraries were going to close.
The California Library Association honored Donahue for his role in saving the libraries. Though he says he knows full well, this was a community effort. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.